Today on EPL, we will discuss the pressures of beauty. Is our vanity insanity?
Pop in. What kind of music? What you got going on? This better not be Snoop. You silly.
I got a guy out here, Aminé, he's celebrating black women.
Who is that?
Fuck you, though.
So that's how we start the show.
That's how we start.
Just talking about this girl.
I'm going to have to prove
Man,
these.
Caroline.
I see I'm going to have to prove these musical choices, America.
No, you don't.
America.
Let's get Garvey.
Hey. Hey, y'all.
Courtney likes it.
Yeah, they bouncing and moving. We're welcoming you to Eat, Pray, and Live today. We have a great show for you. We're really excited. I'm Sheree Fletcher. And without further ado, I'm going to introduce my male me, who is really on my nerves this week. That's all I'm saying. Demetrius Jones.
America still loves me. That's all that matters.
I still love you, just on my nerves. And then we have last but never least, Courtney Stewart in the house.
Hello, everybody.
And oh my goodness, you guys, usually, you know, we always have, like, there are four of us here.
Yes.
Our baby, our millennial, my millennial me has left the nest.
Fly.
Yes, she's flying, and we are so excited for her. She actually has a show on OWN. She's doing the after show for Greenleaf. Mm-hmm. And it, yes. Every Thursday, it premiered last night, so you guys can catch Stacey Ike every Thursday, and I think it's 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So we're so proud of you, Stacey. Mm-hmm. We're going to miss you, girl.
And if you have DirecTV, you can get it even earlier.
Mm-hmm. I love that 3-hour feed.
Yeah, you get the East Coast.
I need DirecTV in my life. No, I really do.
No, you don't. I'm about to switch back to cable.
Why? Mm-hmm. Why?
One, DirecTV, I always got to reset my damn modem. Probably
do you really?
Days.
Yeah, they have internet issues.
It's more expensive.
Yeah.
It's not as fast.
It's definitely not as fast.
So I think I'm going to go back. And then when I call and like, hey, look, y'all, I'm thinking about going back. Oh, well, there's nothing we could do. And I see them running a special for new customers.
They won't do it.
So how about this? I'm going to be an old customer who's going to leave, and I might come back, but I might not. So
I feel like all providers need to get on that team, because Verizon and me had that situation. They were like, well, sorry, we can't do anything to give you the new. I was like, well, fine. So I'm going to have to go with somebody or something else, only to come back to get the same thing.
That's terrible.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you have to, like, you know, treat the people that you already have.
Yes.
Nice.
Exactly.
Cool. With respect and appreciation.
Have Spectrum come out there do an install. It'd be good.
Spectrum it is. Mm-hmm.
So how y'all living? How's your week been? Everybody's been good? I mean, Courtney? Because Demetrius been doing stuff. He's been busy.
I ain't been busy. I ain't had that much to do, but I kept busy this week. I had a nice rainy day on Tuesday because it rained.
What'd you do?
I'm a nerd. I went to the library and got my library card again because I ain't had one in years. And I was like, why don't I have a library card?
She got all these books on Instagram that she was reading.
I was so excited. Dark Money is like my ish right now, and I'm all up in it. And then I got Nusaki Jange's, I forget the name of it, but there's some stuff that I haven't read in a minute. Clyburn Park.
What's Dark Knight about?
Dark Money.
About the Koch brothers and how.
Stop looking at me crazy.
How the extreme right and money in politics in America.
Okay, yeah, I would be interested in that. Too deep for me.
All I know is that the Koch brothers are the reason why I do not buy Dixie products right now, because it's owned by Koch Industries.
They ain't no joke. Like, when you get through the layers of all that they've been doing in this, like, it's deep.
Oh,
and it's scandalous, too.
And oddly enough, I don't think they're fans of Trump.
No, but
it's the strangest thing.
Because right now there was just an article that came out, I think it was on CNN, talking about they were using the money again to leverage people not to vote for the health care bill. Because they don't like what Trump is doing with the health care bill.
Wow. Well, we got a lot to talk about today. Let me put my little glasses on so I can see. Okay, our show today is on just really our obsession with beauty. Everybody is trying to achieve a certain standard. And from the beginning,
when Adam and Eve plucked the fruit off the forbidden tree, all because they found it pleasing to the eye. We have since struggled with that very issue, desiring to please the eye and to be pleasing to the eye. The pressure on women, especially to be beautiful, can be overwhelming. Not that there's no pressure on the guys, we're not saying that, but I think we can all agree that, you know, the women, we have a little more pressure. It can be overwhelming. But when does the innate and normal desire for beauty and to be beautiful become too much? Let's start with you can put the picture back up of yes, with Tyrese when she puts that damn lace front in a ponytail. And this was his Instagram post from I think a week ago. He posted this last Thursday. And I'll set it up. I don't know if you all have you know, are aware of this. I'm sure everybody's been talking about it. But the heart of the matter is Tyrese took to his Instagram with a post on Thursday night after overhearing a group of women bash men being like men ain't shit over dinner. So women were having this conversation, I guess, male bashing. And it inspired him to once again take to his social media and rant. It said he wanted to set the record straight that real men who know the difference between natural beauty and fake beauty. And apparently he's not trying to be mean, so he says. So he sends a message to the ladies who think dudes are stupid, basically. This was my take on it. He says, you have too far... you have gone too far with manufactured beauty sitting across from you, and you couldn't even hide your weave tracks. These are some of the things that he said. These are quotes. Not trying to be mean, just sending a message that us real men see bullshit. So if he decides to rock with you, talking about if a man decides to get with you, it's for sexual purposes. You are not taken seriously. You look like a manufactured clown. You've convinced yourself that it's okay because men are trying to get at you. It's a temporary fix, though. He goes on to shout out his New York Times best-selling book, Menology, letting us know that men are smarter than we think. If your beauty has been purchased, own it, enjoy it. Just know the real ones know. This is from Tyrese. Did y'all ever read his book, Manology?
No.
No.
What was Manology about?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Wasn't it his like version of the Steve Harvey book? Like, oh. I'm gonna tell y'all what I know as a man and kind of ish.
So he's trying to. This is what I gathered from reading the article. Reading his rant, that he was trying to he got offended that the women were male bashing.
Is that talk what
about
said?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've read some of the quotes. Like, y'all basically think we're stupid.
No. That's different. Did he post that in response to women male bashing?
No. I'm reading this. When he goes on about the fake booties and the fake titties and you guys are fake. And
what does that have to do with male bashing, though?
No. It was inspired.
Right. That's
based
what I'm asking.
It was inspired based on him overhearing the conversation.
Okay.
He was at dinner and overheard some ladies male bashing talking about, and I should have set that up better.
You set it up correctly.
I guess
I just
enhancing
to.
Themselves or whatever, and these men are stupid, and he's, yeah.
Oh, well, that's not male bashing.
He thought it was male bashing, so he responded
yes.
by female bashing.
There you
or,
go.
Oh,
that
shaming.
Was his perception of it, obviously.
He perceived these women as bashing men, so he wanted to say essentially that, oh, you got garbage men because technically you garbage, and this is why you're garbage, and this is why you attract garbage, and only will ever attract garbage. That is essentially
what do you
what
think about
yes.
this, Courtney?
You know, I ain't got time for Tyrese because he done gave me a headache like 800 times over. He was mad because people were mad. He called his wife his black queen Or and then
he called her his black queen.
Okay, wait a second. She is black, though, right?
She's Ecuadorian, Jamaican, and black. And she just looks Hispanic, you know? She's pretty, like, whatever. Yeah. But he called her his black queen or his African queen, something like that. Everybody went in on him and dragged him on Twitter, so he was upset.
I can see that.
So he's been coming. But
why can't she be his black queen now?
I know. I ain't saying she could be whatever the hell she wants.
She, as Courtney says, she could be whatever she wants.
Right.
It's one of those situations where I get the people who responded to that.
Mm-hmm.
And because she does look like she's probably Hispanic and you probably couldn't tell. So I see why they would be like, why are you going?
We have a picture of her. She looks to me like she's mixed.
No,
or
if I saw her, I would think she was from like a like Arab or Persian or something like that.
Or she could be mixed. I mean, like you don't really
but
know.
This is the point. This is why they would bash him to look at it from their perspective, because he's going out of his way to call her his black queen because they may think that he knows that people are going to have a problem with him marrying somebody that's more fair-skinned like that, or more light. So I can understand. They feel like he's trying to put a spin, and people don't like to be fooled. To his credit, if the girl is, you know, she's mixed, she's partially black or whatever, then, you know, he got the right to say it. I want to get back to what he said, though. I think Tyrese and I think the women have a point. Some men are stupid. Some men do think that these women that you see, that the booties are, like, not in the right places, or that's their hair, that it's not a weave. Some men do think that, and women can fool some men. Some men don't give a damn, and they just want something that's...
Like, are most women trying to fool?
Yeah.
Well, clearly, if Tyrese is to be taken at his word, and he overheard women saying that they're trying to fool men, then, yeah, some women are. But my thing is this: it's not something that would drive me to rant about
and rant on. Like, you're a grown ass man.
Let me,
like,
let
why
me
do you
say
care?
This: you got to give people the benefit of the doubt. But
why?
Wait, who are we giving the benefit?
Yeah, that's what I'm like. Are
we
giving about to give it to?
Can I finish?
Well, you yes, burying the lead. You need to
start. What ahead, I was ahead. About to say is. I don't necessarily believe he overheard the conversation.
I don't believe it either.
Y'all think he lied?
He's went in on people before. He went in on oversized. He went in on overweight people not maybe a year ago where he just, but it was ugly. It was nasty. It wasn't coming at people in love. It was like calling people nasty and fat and like it was just not nice. Yeah.
I will say this. I don't think if you're going to marry a woman as he has, I don't know if she has extensions or a weave or whatever, but
apparently not. He don't like that.
Right. He don't like that. But see, this is my thing. Everyone can't help. You can't help what you're born with.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is this, like when I rant about fake or enhanced booties, my main problem with it is that when you present it as something that was God given, you mislead
so
people.
So I'm supposed to tell you immediately? I mean, how would you know?
You don't have to tell me. Well, I'm more so upset about celebrities who try to
sell it
act like
it
I'm doing squats because people who are following you go end up wasting their damn time.
So you're talking about the responsibility that you have.
Or don't say nothing, but don't try to make it seem like it's real. Now, that's my problem. Now, and I don't like a bad weave. If you have weave, I don't really give a damn, but I don't want a bad weave.
Well, nobody wants a bad weave. Like,
well, I can't.
You know?
Well, now
nobody wants to see.
Nobody
a bad
wants.
Weave.
And nobody wants to show.
And nobody wants to have.
But
one.
People,
we don't want you to see
but
our
this
tracks.
Is the thing. My
ever.
Point is, there's nothing
stuff
wrong
happens.
If somebody wants to look a certain way and they want to get a weave. I would like it to be a good one. Now, if he wants to rail against bad weaves, that's fine. But I just went down somebody because they have to have a weave.
He was on this whole natural rant. He hashtagged Team Natural. So it was kind of like he's like, getting at the women because they bash the men. We're not really that stupid.
But you don't think
criticizing.
He heard that. Yeah.
No, I don't. I think he used that as a platform to, like, let me just set it up by saying, but no, I don't think
anybody, I'm trying to say, no one has to be natural. My thing is, do what makes you feel good within reason. I don't want you walking around looking like a goddamn cat or something like that. But
some
at the same
time, that makes them feel good.
Well, you know what? Now I'm going to talk about you. But this is just ridiculous. This is just too much.
Do you think, because when you really read what he posted,
yeah,
he's really all over the place in his rant. He's all over. Yeah, I thought so.
I didn't think so. I thought it was well directed. He don't like.
I didn't think so.
He's really talking about some. So there are some girls that I do see when I'm out walking the streets or whatever. Like Gucci Mane said, they look like strippers in their real clothes. They look like hoes. You can just tell, and they got all of this, and you know they're trying to. You know, if you got enough money, you can get this girl.
Yeah, but I just feel like the way he went about it negates the cultural element that makes that the case.
Right, you are
shaming women who are, and don't get me wrong, there are women going to extremes, doing crazy shit, going to Mexico, getting silicone injected in their hips and like weird stuff to try to like get this ideal shape that culturally we have somehow elevated as something as beautiful and perfection, that something we should be aspiring to. And all these women are coming up looking like, if I'm in, I gotta be like this, or I need to look like this, and I need to do that. And to just go on them like, oh, you got a fake booty, you got fake hair, and
because they weren't born with
there's another element to it that I think gets lost in just attacking the women that are doing it. There's a reason why people decide, oh, I'm gonna inject silicone into my thigh and think that's a good idea. And I think that makes you a horrible person, because you are choosing the lowest common denominator to go after people and not actually addressing what the issue is. And the issue is y'all decided, somebody decided that
this is the standard of beauty
and that's what we're going for, and we will let people do it at any
so then he goes on to say he criticizes it. So first he's supporting the men. Women, we ain't stupid, we see it. Then he criticizes women who enhance themselves, who aspire to that standard of beauty, the butt, the breasts, you know. I mean, that's the world that we, or our culture, I'm not going to say the world, because everywhere, you know, it has their own version and ideal of what beauty is. Calling, you know, you look like a manufactured clown, and men, they just basically want to hit it. No man is going to take you seriously. These are the things that he said. Let me finish.
Okay.
These are the things he said. And then he goes on, he ends it. He ends his rant by saying, if your beauty has been purchased, own it, enjoy it, just know us real ones. That's what I'm saying. Oh. This dude is all over the place.
Well, because on Starbucks, your wife purchased her beauty and her makeup and her lashes and all of that. So, like,
that ain't the same.
And it looked, no, it is.
No,
it is the same thing. See, here's when you talk about
with the
being
way
born,
we can contour nowadays, you can turn anybody into something else, okay?
Makeup is definitely sorcery.
So
that's the thing. No. She might not need breast implants. Maybe she was born with, you know, big breasts. I don't know. Maybe that's something she doesn't need. But clearly she had a face full of makeup on. Beautiful woman. I'm not taking that away, but that's not natural.
Well, but see, this is the thing.
Natural.
I think he is creating.
You don't have a hair weave because maybe you don't need one.
I understand what you're saying. Tyrese is actually telling the truth on some of that. To be honest, there are some women.
So you think his heart, was his heart in the right place?
Is
he trying to warn women? Is he trying to say, women, listen?
No.
To some of them, this is the thing.
You have to
let me make this point, though. There are some women who do put all this shit on themselves, who do look like hoes, that we do not take serious, where it's like, I just want to hit that.
So
that's
then,
it. He's not lying about that.
So then why not say, my sister, value yourself more than just your fake booty and your fake breasts, and men will value the same.
You
look like a clown.
There's a better way to say it, but this is the thing.
A manufactured clown.
That is a better way to say it. It's not how I would say it. I don't think it's right. That's Tyrese Instagram. That's how he chose to say it, and that's why it seems all over the place. Don't get me wrong, but hell, we about a week out, and he don't have an editor, and hell, so that's how it came out. I don't agree with it. So if you want to get a weave, get a weave. I might just make it a good weave. You want to plump up your ass, get a good one. It's going to be really hard. I really don't think anybody should get ass implants, injections for about another 10 to 15 years because it don't look right.
Y'all
it just don't. You got to let them perfect this.
Yeah. And what's going to happen when your wife had them babies and she wants her tits lifted back mm-hmm. up, or she wants her stuff lifted back? Then you're going to be like, oh, you can't get no fake titties because you got to be natural. Like, whatever.
That's crazy.
I'm done. I don't
it's
like
it's crazy. And it did come off very mean spirited.
It did sound mean.
Yeah,
it sounded mean.
It sounded real mean. Like, why are you so mad, Tyrese?
Yes.
Are you so mad?
He's mad. He's been mad since he posted a picture of his wedding, and everybody been dragging him online. People been dragging him online since he posted a picture of his wife, and I'm not saying it's right, but that's what he's been mad about.
I'm curious, though. Okay, if he hadn't did the whole... Because I don't like spin. I don't like it when people... When I feel like people are trying to fool me and shit. Like, if he hadn't said the Black Queen part, if he had just said, look, this is my beautiful wife, would people still have came at him crazy?
There were definitely going to be some women that would be like, oh, he done married a white girl. And all he had to say, if he needed to say anything at all, which I don't even know why you need to say anything, but if he wanted to say anything at all, yes, she is this, that, and this, and I love her. Sorry, you mad.
Can I ask
and
you leave it at is that. It because Tyrese is so dark, too?
No, well, it's because Tyrese has come for Black women and fat women and all that in the past. Yeah. It's like, you judgy, and it's the same thing with anybody else. People are like, why Black women so mad that Black men want to date white women? We ain't mad, because most of them we don't want. But we don't appreciate when you have to bash Black women in the process. Like, it's not necessary.
I get that.
Yeah. And let me tell you, because that's not really what we were talking about, but since we brought it up, you know, with him posting the picture of his new wife. And what is her name? We don't want to
keep saying. But she got a master's degree. And she did not marry him for his money.
Samantha Lee Gibson.
He had to tell all of that. I'm like, what kind of chick are you?
What's her master's
degree? I don't even know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She's highly educated, Samantha Lee Gibson, like, apparently makes a great salary.
Why is he telling all of that?
But if he wants to say, because I personally take issue with people having a problem with, you know, why do you have a problem if he says, that's my Black queen? If she's Black, whether or not she looks Black or not.
That's because you swirly.
Exactly. And I always get, you ain't really Black. But I am Black. So if somebody posts a picture of me, I get married. When I marry my Boaz, and my baby posts a picture of me talking about, this is my Black queen, that's going to be a problem?
So now we got to deal with Sheree's issues right now.
No, no.
These are real issues.
Because I love the swirly girls and their issues, because it's wrong. Like, it sucks.
Nah, I got issues.
No, it sucks, because you are trapped in both those worlds, and it's rough, and you don't get it from either side. You get it from both sides.
You do.
So I get that. What I will say in response to that is simply that. We cannot negate the fact that we live in a country that has accepted this as a level of privilege.
That's real.
And in that acceptance of that level of privilege, when you exalt, okay, so Black queen and calling someone your Black queen, like, that's something that us regular brown skin girls, like, there's a sort of level of positive imagery that goes along with that as a brown skin girl that was never celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas your privilege allowed your skin to be celebrated. So when they put that label on you or her or whatever, it takes us right back to
a
place.
Who celebrates me, though?
What I'm saying is, it takes it back to a place of that this is the standard of beauty as a Black queen, not this.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Ooh. Who celebrates me, though? That's what I want to know.
Believe it or not, black and white people and everybody else.
Yeah, that's true.
But you got to understand.
I know there's a struggle. That's not to negate that there is a struggle
Sometimes you feel like, where do you fit in? Because you're not white enough and you're not Black enough.
Totally get it.
So I don't know. I'm not a white queen and I'm not a Black queen. But you're saying I can't be.
We're not saying you can't.
What we're saying is, when it's time to do the Instagram post about who Tyrese is married to, it might not be the best idea to throw Black queen in with his wife. If he's trying to let everybody know she's Black, he might want to follow another route, because that's going to inflame the situation.
Yeah, that's our opinion. Yeah. I don't take.
No, that's
truth.
Issue. That's no opinion. That's truth, because that's what happened. I mean, so I'm not making this up.
But I'm saying I don't take issue with him saying that. Now, he has to know they're going to come for you. Like, it's going to happen. But I don't take issue with him supporting her, saying, you know, that's my Black queen. But he has to know.
It's not going to go over well.
He's going to get Black.
He can say what he wants.
But based on some things that Courtney said, if he has a history of coming at Black women who don't look like her, then you got you a road has already been laid for you that once you say that, people go jump on you. I mean, it's I kind of get it if that's the case and how he has been and he mm-hmm. got this rocky relationship. It's not with a certain segment of black women. I'm like, that's not gonna fly. Just put it up there and say she's mixed.
Just say my queen.
So you can be my queen
or black say queen my black queen.
To. You can say it. But don't be surprised when you're like, hey,
she ain't black.
Right.
Oh, well, she's Ecuadorian, Jamaican, yeah. and Persian, and Portuguese, yeah. and whatever. Like,
the reality is he doesn't know anybody an explanation. You marry who you marry, and it is what it is.
And, you know what? And this is the thing. That was the point. He doesn't owe anybody explanation, and nor do the people who responded and said da, 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 and said whatever they said.
Well, he's so strong in his position and his so conviction that if people are going to come for him.
That's bullshit. No, they ain't. No, there's plenty of people who can go marry that girl all day long, and ain't nobody just go come for them. No, he said something.
You're very argumentative with me today. No,
because when it comes to Tyrese and this, you said that he's so strong in his position, people just go come for him.
I'm not talking about just in this instance. I'm talking about with everything that he... The heavier women, the full figure women, he came for this post that we're talking about.
Can he just like post about like lie? Like, can we just stop having like full life social commentaries on your Instagram?
Because
like nobody cares. Like, it's
just
Tyrese. Like, why?
I think people kind of like
make your Fast and the Furious. Well, he was selling. Maybe he was just selling the book. Maybe this is all he knew what was about to happen. Everything he knew what was going to get into a fight. He was just like, here's an opportunity to sell some more books. Okay.
Or he kind of, you know, puts it out there and he likes to talk to people about these issues.
He talks about everything.
It don't bother me.
Okay.
It only bothers me when he sound mad.
Yeah.
Because, like, he was mad when women came for him. Like, he came back.
You can't be mad, though.
He's going in about every detail about his wife, and this is like, boo, you mad. Like, stop being mad about it. You knew it was going to come.
You can't take that extreme of a position and not think you're going to incite people. People are going to have strong opinions either mm-hmm. way. And I think you have to understand that kind of comes with the territory. So, Tyrese, you got to be able to, if you dish it out, that old saying, you got to be able to take it. It's that simple.
I'm gonna make you some swirly babies. They're going to be cute. Moving on.
Does that count as a swirly baby?
It would be a swirly baby. It might be. We don't know. It could come out looking like Janet Jackson and Elle DeBarge's daughter.
I'm so confused. I thought the girl was black, too.
I mean... But all right, maybe her segment of black is like that much. So the Ecuadorian will be like, yeah.
So let's move on though. Let's
Jamaican
talk about
can be white too.
Yeah, let's.
That's what I was wondering too, because y'all said Jamaican. I'm like, what the hell? What does that mean?
Let's talk Alicia Keys. Now she's getting flack.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yes.
I was like, who is this girl that they keep showing?
Me too. She's getting flack for being too natural.
Get it, girl.
What she mean by flack?
That people dragging her online. I mean, that's flack now. Everybody got something to say online.
What they
flack.
Say. What like, they say, though.
Well, there's like, it should she
they're like,
put
girl,
some makeup
put some
on.
Makeup on. You on stage. Oh, you can't even see your eyes. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, right. You know, put a bra on. Do something.
She
do
ain't
something
wearing a
with
bra?
You. No, you know, she's a little saggy
well,
right
she
now.
Well, she always had little boobs.
Well, they ain't little no more.
I mean,
she don't have them, that
she
baby.
She had the babies, but
the
they
baby.
Just, they still little.
And it
they
looks like she's growing crazy. Up. You know what I mean? She's growing up. She's maturing, and things tend to, you know, plump up, get a little bigger. And I think she looks beautiful. But people are saying, you shouldn't come out like that. You're a celebrity. You're in the public eye. We need you to put a little bit of makeup on. So I'm saying, like, women are kind of damned if... We're damned if we do, damned if we don't.
No.
Because me and celebrities can leave a house with nothing on and be totally fine. Ain't
right.
Nobody going to say nothing.
And nobody going
to
say
she's supposed
nothing.
To leave a house in a full face of makeup every day?
Look.
Every day.
And you ain't about to just try to breathe fast.
No,
we damned if we do.
No,
we
I'm not. I kind of want to set this up because I didn't set it up.
Then let me know when I can say
so she... you are on one today.
I'm
Lord
just saying, let me
mercy.
Know when I can say something.
Hey,
he's
punch
talking.
Demetrius.
That's a big deal.
What would she? Go ahead, you talk. I'll collect my thoughts. So, what do you want to say?
I think we throw out the term beautiful way too much.
Oh, here we go.
See?
You about to tell Alicia ugly?
I'm not going to say she's ugly, but when she's in her natural state, we all know she ain't looking beautiful. We all know that. And that's and my thing is this though. She don't have to. Why do I have to think that she's beautiful? I'm here to hear her sing. Mm-hmm. She sounds the same whether she got on makeup or not. And so, no, I don't think she's beautiful. Do her eyes look different without the lashes and stuff? Yes. Does she not look as good? Yes. And that's okay. Sing the damn song,
but anime. We tend to judge and impart consequences to those that we don't feel are beautiful. Whether it's withdrawing our affection, you know what I mean? That's whether true. It just is what it
that's
is.
Scientifically proven.
Hello. Mm-hmm.
So what you want me to say, that people are wrong for that? No. If you want Alicia Keys to look on par with Beyonce when she's singing, to look that good, and if she don't, you're not into it, I understand that. That's fine. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You ain't got to support her. This ain't no damn obligation in here.
That's true, that's true.
But I want to read a quote from her. And this is the reason why she's doing this, and it goes back to last year. And she's still kind of, you know, this whole makeup.
Yeah, she's been on it almost 2 years. Yeah.
It's been a minute. She said before she started her new album, this was from last year, May 31st, 2016, she said, I wrote a list of all the things that I was sick of. And one was how much women are brainwashed into feeling that we have to be skinny or sexy or desirable or perfect. One of the many things I was tired of was the constant judgment of women, the constant stereotyping through every medium that makes us feel like being a normal size is not normal. And heaven forbid if we're plus size. So she was just saying she was kind of sick of the constant messages of, oh, I'm sorry, y'all. I got my phone on vibrate. And then she said, like, to be brutally honest, she said as she grew up, she always got that, you know, you're too masculine, you're too boyish, you're too this or you're too that. So she kind of developed, an insecurity, an inferiority complex. So she always felt like, I got to put these masks on. I got to do this. I got to be this so that I can please people, so that I can be loved, so that I can be accepted, so that I can be appreciated.
Am I people?
Which is why. Which is why. She stopped wearing all this makeup, which I thought was really, yes.
Wait, is that, that's how
yes.
It's your fault, Demetri.
She said every time I left the house,
she
I would be worried if I didn't put on makeup, what if someone wanted a picture, what if I posted, they were insecure, superficial, but honest thoughts I was thinking. She said she had to, this was her way of trying to basically deal with that demon.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I think good for her.
But isn't that going to the other end of the spectrum to solve a problem?
I don't
over
think
here,
so.
I'm going to go all the way over
because
here.
Because it's her issue. It's her issue. It's her problem. She feels that I'm a little too much in bondage as to the way I look and my appearance, and I'm allowing people to put pressure on me and to dictate how I feel about myself. So let me just get over this. Now, I'm sure she's probably not going to do this forever. You know what I mean? Like, but I mean, right now, this is what she needs to do. This is a part of her process in order for her to get healthy and feel good about who she is.
All right.
I get it. I understand. Yeah. And I think it is a challenge. And I think that it's impressive that she took that challenge, even in the public eye. Like, not just like, because she could have just been like, well, in my regular life, when I mean, if paparazzi catch me, they catch me. But in my regular life, I'm going to walk in my skin and just be fine. But, like, when I do a photo shoot or when I'm on stage, I'm going to still do it up because I'm on stage, I'm performing, I'm doing shoots. But she did photo shoots and everything. Yeah. She's performing without it. And I give her props because I don't necessarily know that I would want to do that ever. No. But if it was something that really had you hemmed up, then go you for
that's
being
right.
bold enough and strong enough to do it. I'm not mad. Because it is, it's a makeup
what's
and needing to have everything done is a thing. Man.
It just seems like
it's stressful.
I guess because I just still don't necessarily get it. I get it if it's a thing that she, like you explained, if she's doing this because she feels like she was in bondage,
she's
to look
get back
a certain,
yeah.
a certain
she
way
to
and she's trying to recalibrate. Mm-hmm. But it's not a stance like against, is it a stance against beauty?
No,
the beauty?
No.
She just saying,
this
it's
is
a stance
her.
Against the fact that
yes.
I should not have to do this to myself every single
yes.
moment of my life to feel comfortable in my own skin.
To like, please you.
To make you feel comfortable. And
which ultimately makes me uncomfortable. If I don't think
so, it is kind of a bigger stance against something bigger, but it's not. Is it both?
Okay,
it's kind of everything.
Let me go. When you said Demetrius, when you said, "Look, she's really not." I mean, that's not beautiful. Some women, if you said that to them, it would devastate them. It would break them. to hear that.
Break them. I don't understand.
Some people have souls, Demetrius, and what happens?
Break them
high. All of a sudden, you don't understand what I said. This is crazy. And then you keep looking at Courtney.
Because I need her
translation.
I need her to translate. Because she's kind of like a man-woman hybrid. So she can, like, take what you're saying.
I understand what Alicia Keys is going through.
And then she can tell me.
I'm not that all the time. It's just, you know.
It's like any type of, yeah.
Beauty in general is a lot of energy. Yeah. Like, and if you're not somebody, there's some women that just love the art of painting their faces and doing perfume.
She might.
Okay. But maybe she is somebody that never wanted it and doesn't want it at all. And that should not indicate her lack of femininity.
That's true. I agree with that.
And I think that's what she's sort of struggling with, because people probably called her butch and thought she was like kind of a dude or lesbian or whatever.
Feminine.
Wait, are you defending her?
No, I'm just saying that I understand, because that's the commentary that would go along with that. You're not ladylike enough and you're not this and blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So she was trying to sort of meet that standard.
That's right.
But that's not who she is. That's not to say that somebody that is that is a problem. She's saying that for me, I've never been that and I was trying to be something else.
She didn't fit the ideal standard of beauty and femininity. And she realized, like, anytime you have an unhealthy reliance or dependence on something, what people think, or this is what I need to do, you got to break that. And I commend her for, like, she's like, F it. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking all this
off because
it's about me being healthy. She's a mom now. You know, you have to be an example to your children.
It's not to say she's getting blamed because she's a mom.
Demetrius will not be here next week.
But I'm just saying, what they got to do with it?
No,
she's a mom.
But having become a mom, it probably changes how she perceives herself and the things that she wants to communicate
to her kids. You want to be your best you for your children.
But that's not what she said. So what she said is she don't want to be a prisoner to this. I will accept that, and that's fine. But she didn't say nothing about her being no mama.
Well, why the fuck we got a talk show if we not going to talk about stuff?
We can talk about it. I'm just saying that's not what she said. She just said that, you know that. So I'm fine with that.
Bleep that out!
You all know why? Because I always feel like when we start talking about stuff like this, people start throwing, oh, she's a mommy. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
It does. What are you talking about?
I'll put it like this. I don't have a child of my own.
We're speculating. We don't know. She didn't say.
But that influences
your
brain.
It makes you want to be better.
Because I don't have a kid of my own, but I have been a part of raising a child that's now about to be 12 years old. And I don't want her to think that all this and, like, being on a diet or being skinny, like, and I have to catch myself and be like, oh, I don't need to eat that. Like, I don't want her to ever have a complex somehow that this has to be attached to what it is that makes you great and makes you awesome and makes you beautiful.
That's right.
And I'm so super aware of it just when she's around. Because you don't want to communicate those things to a kid, because she thinks she's the best in the world and she thinks she's beautiful and wonderful just the way she is right now. And I want her to hold on to that, because this is work.
It's work.
And nobody needs to have that as a burden constantly in their day-to-day life. Like, if you want to get dressed up and be cute when you want to be cute, do it. But, like, to not be able to go to the grocery store or walk out the door because you're worried and ashamed that somebody might see, like, that's not okay.
Well, it just depends, because every woman now is not Alicia Keys, and don't worry about that when they leave to go out.
But she's not a superstar.
Of course, she's gonna have to worry about that a little bit. I mean, of what?
I think
that's what you get paid for.
I don't think that's accurate, because I think we live in a time when people with Instagram and social media in general, people are constantly. I don't want to, like, even now, I think about when I go to a party, I'm like, oh, shit, people gonna be recording stuff, and that stuff is out there forever. And, like,
absolutely.
Do I want to look like this? I wore
you
onesie
can't wear
to a party
that
you
wore before, like, because if, you know, they see you in the same thing, they're gonna have something to say. Like, that's our preoccupation with, and
that's
how much weight.
Become.
That's what but it only has weight if we
allow it
to have
exactly.
Weight.
Exactly.
Because I wear the same. If you look on my Instagram, I got on the same shit over and over, because that's how I treat my
and
father.
Wait till you get on a bigger platform.
Yeah.
People going to talk about
this
it.
This is a thing.
Let me say this.
Let me say this. So when I was on a bigger platform, they talked about me. I just didn't care. Now,
and
I can't prescribe that for everyone, but let me say this.
Some people have feelings.
If you're going to be a superstar, there are certain expectations.
Yeah, toast to that. Toast to that. Damn.
Some people can deal with that. Not, I don't care.
Right. Fear. And I'm
also one of those people.
I'm not saying that's the solution. My thing is, it's just like when you're a superstar, there are going to be certain expectations. Mm-hmm. She's defied them, and clearly, I guess, you know, people are still buying her records and everything, so mm-hmm. everything is fine. But, you know, at the same time, you got to keep it in perspective that she's a superstar. Of course she's going to have those type of worries going out, like, I need to put on makeup and stuff like that. Well, of course you are.
But we all have those kind of worries.
Yeah, see, that's
not
what
on, yeah.
Going to Trader Joe's or going to
Home Depot. Absolutely.
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 No kidding. Moving up here, I was like, I might run into somebody I don't.
Yes.
And then I ran into an adult acne issue that I'd never had before. And I was like, what is going on? And I didn't want to leave the house without. And I've never been a
but
person to leave the house without makeup.
No, never.
Well, so you didn't go to a black school.
Exactly.
Because where I come out.
Because I could wear sweatpants all the time. And when I was in college, if you could get me to comb my hair, it was a big deal.
No,
because
see, and you want to know what happened? Be like, man, Courtney, nice, but dog, she dusty, man. She come out.
I would have been dusty.
Good on that, man.
Hoodies and sweatpants.
No.
What is it about Trader Joe's that make us go up there any old kind of way? I see people up there, I'm like, y'all are tripping.
I do not. Let me say this. I do not leave my house looking any kind of way. That's just not how I roll.
I mean, I'm...
Why not?
Hmm?
Why not?
Because I'm vain.
Okay, well, now you I'm might do it all the way into? Up. That's...
I may see a client. I may run.
So then
like,
you do
up?
Care, and you do have feelings
because you have to
yes.
present yourself a certain way. Sometimes
I just don't care if you talk about me. I don't give a shit what you say, but I'm gonna look good to me. If you don't think so, I don't really care. Most of the time, somebody says something about me, I look. I'm like, come on, dog.
So it doesn't affect you at all.
If I was like, that sweatshirt is so ugly, Demetrius, why did you wear it?
It probably affect how I feel about you. Like, if somebody, like, throws some shade at me, like if you like, oh, D, I don't like you said, you don't like this, I'd be like,
is that velvet? Like, you wearing velvet? Ain't it too hot for velvet?
Like, what's wrong with Courtney?
But I'm saying that doesn't bother you at all? Because I think...
It only affects how I feel about you. My ego is impenetrable. So, it only affects how I look at you. What you say about
me...
I'm like impenetrable. Like,
yeah, what you say about me reveals more about how you look at you, not me. Because I've been working on this shit a long time. I know me. So when you say something, I'm like, okay, I got you. But hell, I'm not about to go take my jacket and do nothing but hang it up and pull it back out again if I want to next week and take an Instagram shot.
Well, hello. I guess he told us.
Man. I ain't gonna change clothes if somebody don't like what I'm wearing.
You know, it doesn't. It's crazy because I wish it didn't affect me as much as it does. But you do take into consideration, you know, and I think I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to, you know, present our best selves, trying to take care of ourselves. And women, if we need a little enhancements to do it, God bless it. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking when it becomes unhealthy and it becomes an obsession and we can't make a move without being so self-consumed and so self-conscious, then it's a problem.
And maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. Maybe instead of saying that seems extreme, maybe mm-hmm. maybe her, what was going on with her was so extreme that she had to go this
I'm
extreme.
Thinking it was.
I think about this for a couple months.
I'm thinking it was, and that was something.
Come back with a conclusion.
Yeah. That was kind of something that was a challenge that she had to face and deal with in order to conquer it. And that is her, that's her method. That's her method of just like, I don't, and that's brave. I commend her because that's very, very brave. I don't think I could do that.
I'll see you out your makeup.
Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I'm just saying, and let me say this. That's not my issue. Mm-hmm. That's not my burden, the same burden that she has. But I, you know, I definitely feel, when I put some tracks in my hair, I feel, like, really confident. I feel real beautiful when my face is beat. It just gives you what?
Because this is what's funny about you. Because you do put
this
in weave.
This is going to be interesting.
She puts in weave, though, but it's not out of necessity. It's a luxury for Cherie. Because she, and it is the funniest shit to me.
I saw her hair one day.
I was like,
you got hair, girl.
Yeah, but I like it. If my hair is fine.
Yes.
Sometimes I like it fuller. But you know what's interesting is this is what I've got from people.
Yeah.
If you have a weave, just like Tyrese kind of talked about, you know, sometimes weaves are looked down upon. Now, if somebody finds out I have a weave and know what, you know, the length of my hair, what my natural hair looks like, they're like, oh, but it don't really count because you don't need it. Still fake. I'm saying it's still fake hair.
You don't need it.
It doesn't.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay.
See, now you're with me. Like, you don't know what the hell is going on.
Let me go back.
Are these
back.
Women saying that?
No, these are men saying that.
Oh, so it's more acceptable.
Yes, it's more acceptable.
I got you.
Oh, and that's kind of what, okay, and that's kind of what I was saying. I was like, sure, but I'm saying, if
it's going to be fake, if it's going to be phony, if I'm clowning and deceiving people, because I mean, it's the same deception.
I guess for men, the difference is, because I've dated women who haven't needed because they have, you know, nice thick or hair. It just depends.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough one. I understand. I gotta think about that. That's a tough one.
And I was glad you brought that up because I was like, okay, I got something for that.
That's real interesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just dismissed. Count. Where it's like,
but see, I don't care if you need a weave. I just want you to look good. So if you need it, it does not bother me. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand. I just don't like to see tracks because they weird me out a little bit. I don't care who it is. Well, the tracks weird me out.
We can't devalue. It does. You know what I mean? It's like walking around and you got rips, you know, like you got a rip in your clothes or you got, you know, the little tag sometimes.
And you don't have
that
to see. Do I have to see the track of the weave?
You know the little tag that men don't know to take off of their suit sleeve?
Okay, let me say something about that. You need to take that tag off. And also, when you got a double vintage suit, undo that.
That ain't a design,
guys.
They do look. That is sewn down for shipping purposes. Undo, and I see some of the most well put together dudes of all races walking
with that
in LA, especially Century City and Beverly Hills, and they
just. And you know what? That like I'll go behind somebody to take that out because it's easy to remove.
Sure, you can't be doing that.
I drag it on booty. No, listen. Yes, a stranger. I'd be like, you got.
But then she looks like she looks, so they'd be like, oh, hey, girl.
When I'm done up, hello.
That's going to be on
that's
the
that
news.
Privilege.
Yeah, but that little tag on the sleeve, can't do it. So let me ask you this. So men, because I do want to go back. So if men go to the gym and build their bodies up and have all these muscles, that ain't really natural.
Well, women can do that, too.
No, we're not talking about women. We're talking about men.
I agree with you, and I don't understand. This is the thing. How someone looks, like how I look, I had really nothing to do with that. That just came to me. So I don't understand why within his ranks this big thing about natural beauty. The girl can't do nothing about that. Now, if he want to talk about, he did say team squats and people working out. That's something you can do something
fitness.
About.
Right.
And, you know, fitness, okay, fine. But some people I've seen, they're just not attractive. There's nothing they could do. But they got, hell of a, let me say this. If I was an ugly dude, oh my God, my personality would be so good. I'd be so nice. Demetrius is ugly, but he's so sweet. That's the sweetest dude I've ever met. But, you know, it ain't work out like that.
Oh, Lord. I can't with him. Courtney, what are your thoughts? Because I need a pause. I need a sip.
I don't even know how to respond. Because in the end, beauty and all of that, again, to be cliche, is still in the eye of the beholder. Absolutely. Like, so
that is not true.
That is true.
There's a baseline.
No, there is a very, very, very low baseline.
Yeah! Let me finish.
The low baseline, scientifically, is just about symmetry in general. But whatever. That doesn't necessarily make... Because there's definitely people that I would look at and be like, oh, he is ugly. And then I have a friend that is like, I will mess with him. Like, everybody perceives and receives
differently. Where do y'all think that comes from? the perceived what's beautiful, the standard of beauty, where does that originate from?
Well, I think...
Is it all learned?
I would assume initially it's the scientific base of symmetry, which is a certain level. But then culturally, we layer that with all kind of other stuff that we decide every however many years. I don't know what every like. And it depends on
what you need the person's beauty for. Like every woman that I think is beautiful is not somebody that I'd necessarily want to be with.
Yes.
Even just based on looks.
What does be with mean?
Like have sex with, hang out with, be friends with, be in a relationship. But yeah. I can think that they're beautiful. Like, man, she's, but don't do nothing for me.
Yeah, like you're beautiful, but I'm not attracted to you.
Yes.
Right. Like, I can think you are attractive, but that doesn't mean I'm attracted to you. But at the same time, there's also, like, biology and certain things. Like, the shape of your hips changes how you look at men.
And there's some women that are unattractive that I'm attracted to. I'm like, man.
I never remember.
Butterfaces happen.
Yeah, exactly. There's some things that just happen. Demetrius, set this up, because you sent that to me, and I thought that was very interesting.
Tasha sent this to me, and she was like, look at what Express sent to me. This is an email that says, bright week ahead. What is this? Peachy tops. What, I can't see that.
It's peachy, yeah.
You gave it.
Peachy
another.
Tops, but what it was is, read that,
I was like, wait, it's right here.
It's a sale promo for Express, and it uses the phrase, peachy tops to make your work bestie jealous, to initiate a 30% sale. This is my thing. Why the hell is Express sending out emails to women saying, buy this so your best friend will be jealous?
Because
why
women don't you dress for women.
But no, but see, you can send this out and say,
pit women against each other.
But get a top that your bestie will want to borrow. It's pitting women against each other in a really fucked up way for no reason.
Yeah.
It is for a reason. It's,
well, it's for
called capitalism, and it's a concept that is very apparent in our culture. That
doesn't make it right, though.
But I ain't talking about right or wrong. I'm simply saying it is an effective tool.
But I'm glad that we exposed it because it's very subtle. That's kind of a cute, make your bestie at work, your work bestie jealous. But the underlying message of that is, like, we really want you to make her, and we're going to capitalize off of that.
Yeah. Or, and my thing is this, or it's a thing of where it's like, oh, we think that women are catty like that, so let's make money off of this. Even if it is capitalism, that's wrong. You shouldn't be sending this out. Send out something else that promotes unity, you know, with women. I saw it. I was like, man, that's fucked up. Men don't get, check out the new Jordan.
Do you get jealous of each other? Because women do. I think women struggle with that. I think we become very, very jealous of each other, very judgmental. We can be our own
Guys get jealous about different things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get jealous about the same things that women get jealous about each other about.
So what are you jealous about?
Probably more success related as far as like money and
so we are women get physical, on that though. Too. We get on that too, but we're very like physical, and that's why a lot of times if somebody has something done, they come in, they got a weave, you know, they got their breasts enhanced or whatever, you almost say, this bitch cheap.
Right. Like, okay, we don't get jealous about that, but men also get jealous, very jealous about women.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that, especially, you know, in celebrity mm-hmm. culture and things like that. They get very jealous about who's screwing who and what girl is with who, depending on the mm-hmm. on the girl. So men do that as well.
Yeah, pride.
But not about how we look.
Yeah. Because can you imagine you go out, your friend, you know, is like, you get all the attention. You go mm-hmm. out, you get most of the attention, the guys pay attention to you, you get the numbers, you get the free drinks, and then she gets enhanced. She gets a booty, she gets some boobs, you know, she gets, you know, gets that face snatch, a little plumper in her lips, and she comes, and now she's getting all the attention. Oh, we're going to have a problem with that.
What?
No, most of us are going to have a problem with that. Because you basically, you kind of push me out my place a little bit.
They turn into Tyrese. They turn into Tyrese.
All the way. Sergeant.
And start ranting on Instagram.
What's she doing? But I'm curious because we always talk about like women and whether women are supporting each other, not supporting each other, blah, 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 blah. On some level, is that innate? Is that really just sort of, and I don't know if it's like from mm-hmm. a species level, like, because mm-hmm. we technically, I think females outnumber males on the planet. So is there some element of biology perhaps that actually it's not? And so like we make it a big deal, like, oh, it's such a problem. But at the same time, there are definitely like mm-hmm. super supportive and amazing women really pull together and do things and run the world in amazing ways. And yes, they are catty. And yes, we use capitalism mm-hmm. to like capitalize on all of that. But is there something that is just
it's something to it. I just
biological
don't,
about it.
Yeah. It is, okay. But women don't. This is the thing. I think that sometimes men and women encourage women to be competitive about extremely petty things.
For sure.
And my thing is, I'm fine with women being competitive about the big shit that matters. Like, say, you want to marry old boy, and you want to marry old boy. Okay, y'all gonna have to compete for that. I get that. That's acceptable.
That's the scarcity mentality you're talking about.
But yeah.
But about fucking tops.
But no, this looks small, but that's a part of it.
Yes.
Because that still speaks into the narrative that my attractiveness and what makes me special is what makes me stand out from the crowd, so that that person that I'm trying to marry is the person that's paying attention to me. Because in the end, like you were just saying, the woman that's getting the attention is the one that you're like, how did that happen? So is that just
like,
something?
So I'm looking at you funky because I feel like you cheated. Like, wait a minute. How you cheating to me now?
She wore my peach shirt and suddenly everybody looking at her. So I'm just curious, are we making more of a deal about it than maybe it's just something that we're supposed to that exists?
No, because I have a lot of base instincts that I don't necessarily partake in, and I fight against them so that we can move along this continuum
human
beings.
Are we not moving along the continuum of human beings when women are continuing to elevate and do amazing stuff?
Not if y'all fighting about
because women are still fighting about this, but women are also now like neurosurgeon residents at Johns Hopkins, so it's not necessarily inhibiting the growth of women and the things that are happening.
But see, this is the thing.
I really do think at our core, first of all, everybody wants to be appreciated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to be significant. And with women, everything, I shouldn't say everything, but there's so much wrapped up in the presentation. And we're considered a jewel in our husband's crown. You know what I mean? If we're beautiful, which is why you have so many trophy wives. But that's always going to be something, I think, that we struggle with. Always. And it can very easily pit us against one another, which is why Express is trying to capitalize off of that. Like, you come to work, you cuter than me. Like, where you get that top?
And
let me go get me a top.
There's a way to deliver that message without buying into that narrative. And they chose the lowest common denominator, and they should be.
You know what I think?
They should be called out on.
I think it's in all of us. I really do. I think it's in all of us. I think that we are all susceptible to being jealous of one another, to coveting, in the whole bit. I think you just kind of have to check yourself when you have those feelings, and you don't act on it.
Yeah.
There's one thing that the Bible says, and this was what I said daily to my son.
What?
It's like, be angry, but sin not. Like, you can feel the feelings because they are what they are. But once you feel them and you identify them, now you have a choice. What am I going to do with this?
Mm-hmm.
Am I going to use it to tear her down? Because I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, she's real cute today.
Is she getting all
Why not
drinks?
Just say, you know what, girl?
You look good, girl.
Yeah.
And that empowers her and it empowers me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we miss.
Yeah.
This is our last little thing. Here's the thing.
What is it?
Why are you jealous?
I don't remember that.
Full disclosure. And you said this earlier. You said something. You kind of touched on this. Do I have to tell you? Am I supposed to tell you everything that I had done? And I think we talked about this. I'll tell you what this picture is. This is a man in China who married this woman. I wish I had the before picture of her. But you can see the little precious babies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't look like none of them. So he's having these babies with her, and he's like, well, wait a second. How are the two of us producing these children? I don't understand. Like, our children should be gorgeous, should be beautiful by their standards. Again, it's in the eye of the beholder. But he's beholding his children, and, like, they ugly as hell.
Aww,
that's what he said. He said his babies were ugly. So he sues the wife. So first of all, he thinks, okay, you cheated.
Yeah.
These are not my babies. DNA tests reveal that, of course, they are. And then she says to him, she admits she had over $100,000 worth of surgery.
Dang,
and he sued her, and he won.
She had $100,000?
Yep, over $100,000. And, of course, he divorced her, and he just felt like that was fraud, like you duped me. So do we have a responsibility? Because this is a real issue. Your children are going to pull from your genetic
really hot
pool,
people
not
can
your
have
cosmetic
very unattractive kids.
Enhancement pool.
They don't seem unattractive to me.
I mean, what? I don't think the kids would
bless them.
Wow.
Bless them. Bless their little hearts.
I mean, the one. I can't bless talk about their little hearts. Kids. I haven't had
we
kids,
can't talk,
so
about
talk about
babies.
Talk about
bless their
okay.
Bless their
so,
little hearts.
Wait, can two attractive people have
well, I thought like that was sort of like precious. A thing that people used to say all the time. Like, two attractive people can have a very unattractive child.
Are we in the hood now?
Is no.
We're doing hood science, hood physics.
I'm not making that up.
No. But if you're attractive.
That was like a thing.
And you have then that's a blessing. Wow, we produce. Look what we produce. But if you're good looking, he's good looking, and you produce an unattractive child, it's like, well, where this little joker come from?
I think I would make good babies.
No, but you don't want the responsibility.
But you don't know. Like, you don't know, because your genes aren't just what you look like. That's not everything that you're carrying. That's just what's dominant. That don't mean that what's recessive ain't gonna meet with what's recessive in your partner.
I remember
that's
when my
dominant
mom
genes.
Said but, when she first started dating my dad, with... she saw the family. She's like, "This is a good looking family."
You have to look at the whole family. That's true.
Yes, but we need to deal with probability. That's what I'm saying.
But that's probability.
You gotta deal
Damn,
with probability.
Reed, you going deep?
That's
real talk.
That's real talk.
I say that all the time. That's real talk. We gotta deal with probability.
You gotta deal with probability.
Still a gene chart. Like,
okay, hold up. Let me talk to her for a second. She
don't
get it.
No, I'm talking about straight up biology. Y'all didn't do the dominant, recessive, recessive,
she's still,
dominant, recessive,
she's
recessive,
trying.
Dominant.
She's still trying.
You could be with a hot chick.
She's still trying.
Get her.
Let,
you got two ugly deep. Recessives,
go.
And you got an ugly
we're
baby.
We got to let her go for a second.
Truth.
So look, let me say this. this is how I feel about it. I don't think she has to disclose unless that, not putting on my Lori hat, unless that's a material part of this agreement for them to enter into marriage, where he's like, I want a very attractive wife so I can have very attractive children. Then under those circumstances, I'm not familiar with, are they in China?
Yes.
I'm not familiar with Chinese law, but I would assume that she should tell. She should tell. Otherwise, that might be fraud.
Well, and the judge found it to be.
Damn,
and rewarded him like $125,000.
Damn, that's it?
Well, that's what, I guess that's what he's doing, yes.
China,
people
know,
don't be asking for enough.
That's not American law, man. It's not litigious.
She gonna break that yen off. Wait, Japanese yen. What is
it's Chinese.
What is that?
Is it
the yen? Oh, that's
Japanese.
The yen.
Is that Japanese? What's Japanese?
Yen.
Why don't we know that?
What is Japanese?
Okay,
Japanese,
so what's Chinese?
Yen. What's Chinese?
Our producer Anthony said confirm the Japanese is
but
yen.
What's Chinese?
I don't know. Okay, he's looking it up. Anyway, so yeah, you need to disclose that. Have you ever disclosed to a guy that you dated that you've had anything done? I'm mm-hmm. just wondering. Yeah?
I have a love-hate relationship with my breasts.
But that's not like in hand. That was like, I
well,
need to
I
fix my back, right?
Well, yes. That's
like,
originally.
I need to walk. Like,
exactly. I don't want to have, yeah. But that was originally when I was 20, I had a breast reduction. Then I had Trey at 20, almost 25, mm-hmm. a couple years later after breastfeeding, and then I lost weight. I was nothing. So I said, well, I need to get enhancements. But yeah, I have to. And obviously, because I have scars, because I had a breast reduction. So, I was almost 30 years ago. So
okay.
I have significant scarring. So
if you didn't have scars, would you still feel like you needed to say something?
To me, there's no shame in my game.
Okay.
It doesn't, like, there's nothing I feel I need to hide.
Mm. Okay.
You know,
okay.
Like, yeah, I still I don't feel like that devalues me if I admit to, you know,
Guan?
Having, huh?
I think it's, is it Guan?
No, it's not Guan.
Oh, okay.
It's
Yuan.
Okay. Yeah, Yuan. Oh, Yuan. There it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Work.
You're on top of that.
All right, so now we got to do our Halo. If y'all could have seen what Demetrius wanted the Halo Award to be.
Snoop.
Jesus.
Trashing that Cheetos.
Jesus. All right, let's put up our Halo Award. It's a shallow Halo Award.
What the hell?
Like,
what happened to the... See, this is why I'll be fucking with
you,
Sheree.
I told you to do it.
No, go ahead.
Okay, this is what I chose. It is Usher on the beach with his wife, Grace Miguel, and he is helping her take out her hair weave. Okay? That's all I'm saying. Real?
It is topical and it does relate. It really
Absolutely.
Does.
Absolutely. Real?
He taking
let me tell you
out
something.
The hair weave?
Real men, Tyrese? You know what real men do?
They help
real
you
men
clip your tracks.
Love you for who you are and who you are not.
I feel him on that. You know, she needed help.
She
was in the ocean or something.
Help me take my weave out.
Man.
Yes, I have.
I wouldn't do that. I'm going to tell you why I wouldn't do that.
You wouldn't take out a hair weave out?
Because I would be scared that I'm going to F around, cut some hair.
Yeah.
It's a very slow process.
We got to tell you what to do. You need to be able to see really well. And if you can't, you got to put some glasses on.
I can't do that.
You need the little jewelry people glasses?
Yeah, them little tiny little, yeah, with the light.
I feel like I'd be like this.
I don't have the patience. I'd be done just like, can we just
click? Because I always do it myself. But you know, but if I got somebody there, yeah, you do it with the seam ripper. I do. Because first of all,
this is very topical. Yeah. It's not a hangover.
I let it grow out to the point where I can.
Oh, because they're hanging. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Got it.
So anyway, so I love this. Yeah. This was a very spirited show.
I mean, I understand taking the braids out. Let me take my braids out. Sorry, I'm still processing. Because I can't take a weave out.
Courtney, I love it. I think that's our show. So what we got to do is we're going to do our takeaways, and then of course, you know, we'll start with Courtney, and she'll tell you her takeaways and how you keep up with her.
Well, I guess my takeaway this week is if I ever get some fake tatas, I'm gonna tell my future husband because I don't want to get sued and have to pay him nothing.
Stupid. That's just dumb. I can't.
That's my real deep takeaway.
Where do they find you?
Where they find you, girl?
You can find me everywhere on social media at Stuart Starlet.
Love it.
You can find Demetrius. Me at Eye of Demetrius. My takeaway, I'm going to give the two alternate Halo Awards. One was the guy in Philly that broke up the fight.
Oh, yes! Yes. Thank you, Terrell Fletcher.
That was good. He is a Muslim too.
Tell about him, because this was kind of I think his name is Abeem. I want to shout
Ali,
him out.
Ali, and he just pointed out to the two teenagers that were about to fight that everyone around them were laughing at them, yeah, and that they really had no reason to fight. And he got them to shake hands. And he was also honored today. And the other Halo Award, I wanted to send out to Snoop, not because I think that. Assassinating the president is a good thing. That's way premature. But what I like about Snoop's video is that at a point in his career where he has everything to lose, because he's the most accepted than he's ever been, that he would make that type of statement, that type of political statement. And I thought that was like, it changed my view of him. I've always been a fan, but it was like, damn.
You don't think he just kind of jumped on the bandwagon?
No, not when you got corporate sponsors. He didn't have to do this. As Steve Harvey said, you got money, you can't be doing this. I like that he and T.I. aren't being ruled by money and just making a statement that they should make. And that's a good thing. Mm. Whether you agree with them or not, that's a good thing.
They made a choice in spite of their money.
Yeah. And plus, you don't need to scared of white people
but ain't nobody scared. But isn't that a part? I don't think that's what Steve Harvey was saying. And here it comes. Steve Harvey was saying, respect the office. I do agree with that.
Another hour show.
We're going to talk about that next time.
Because don't bring in Jesus, because that's exactly what Jesus said.
He said, respect the office.
He said, render to Caesar what is Caesar's.
What is Caesar's?
Respect the office.
The office of the president and Donald Trump are not mutually exclusive.
And it don't belong to him. It's mine. I'm the American.
It belongs to the people.
I'm motherfucking Caesar in this case.
Well, then we should have voted for somebody else.
We did.
Well.
3 million to
actually,
the good.
Most of us did, but there was a college of electorals that
I totally got what you were saying, Ree, about, you know, respect the office. It's not how I feel.
Yeah. Yes.
But my thing is, Steve Harvey goes on further to talk about, y'all got money, y'all can't be doing this. And my thing is, it's such a... he does not get the power dynamics.
Such a bad...
Oh, anything?
The money are the people that should be doing it.
Bad,
because they actually have an effect.
Bad choice of words.
Right. And Snoop and T.I. ain't got nothing to be afraid of. It's like people get so frightened of white people. They don't even understand when they got other white people on their side. And you don't even need them.
So he was basically saying, you're going to mess up your money. Like, because these white people going to basically
put
you on a black Snoop list, no pun intended.
Like, what is going
like,
on?
Like, what country do you live in? Because the people I was talking to, and they're white, like, are like, buy Cheetos. Like, we want Cheetos gone.
And my thing is that even if they weren't, it was just black people. Stand up. You got power, too, black folk. Shit. Go on with your takeaway, Ruth.
What's your takeaway, darling?
That was his takeaway.
Can you bottom line it? Can you put it in a sentence?
In a sentence.
Man, fuck Donald Trump.
Lord have mercy.
Sorry, I just screamed in the mic.
All right, my turn. I see this is not going anywhere. So I'm Sheree Fletcher across all media platforms. And I would just say, you know what? We got to love ourselves. We just really do, because you can't love anybody until you first love yourself. And I think we have to give each other grace, because everyone is trying to do that and live a good life and whatnot. And sometimes, you know, you might seek to enhance yourself physically. I think as long as you don't put all your effort and energy into your physical, because your internal, I think, is much more important. So just have a healthy balance. But, do what you need to do.
Well said.
Yeah, Tyrese.
Well said. I agree.
Man.
Well said.
All right. Yeah. Here we out.
That's it.
That's Eat, Pray, and Live, y'all. And I'm sorry for the F-bomb. He made me do it. You got to talk like that. I got to repent now. Jesus.
Oops. Dang. I don't understand.
And dang. We're out.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.